Christian people seek God's will for our lives. Paul wrote about this to the Thessalonian people in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, using these words, "This is God's will for you." We will hear Brother David Johnson speak on this topic in this program today. Words of Life is sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to hear the gospel message of Jesus. You can expect a blessing as you listen. First, we praise our Lord with song.
His name is Master, Savior. Is he?
I don't know how wide will be that city so fair. I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how high will be that mansion of mine. I only know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I surely know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
In this soul of mine.
Because I know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I surely know.
It's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
There's glory in
this soul of mine.
In this soul of mine.
In this soul of mine. Because I know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we bow before you in appreciation for your great love. We honor you with our thoughts and our voices and with our time of prayer. Lord, we worship you. There are others who are dedicated in doing your will. Please bless them, as well as us, with the ability to serve you effectively. We are always concerned about the persecuted Christians. Please strengthen their faith to stand firm for you. And we know that Jesus will come back for his church. Help us to be ready. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Brother David Johnson will now present This is God's Will for You.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we seek to encourage the believer and challenge the unbeliever that Christ may be in us always. The title for the lesson is This is God's Will for You. And our primary text is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, our theme text. Please listen to the Word of God. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. A short passage, but so very important to be incorporated in our Christian lives. Joy, prayer, and thanksgiving. Former National Football Leagues in America, the Pittsburgh Steelers football quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, is the youngest quarterback at age 23 to win a Super Bowl championship. A sports reporter concerned for his health asked him why he didn't wear a helmet while riding his motorcycle. He said, quote, "It's not the law," end of quote. Roethlisberger responded. And then he went on, quote, "If it were the law, I'd definitely have on a helmet every time I ride. But it's not the law, and I know I don't have to. You're just freer when you're out there riding on a motorcycle with no helmet on," end of quote. Less than a year later, this athlete, Ben Roethlisberger, was involved in a serious motorcycle accident. Surgeons spent over 7 hours repairing his fractured skull, his broken jaw, and several other facial injuries. He did not have a helmet on as he was riding his motorcycle, and he was thrown from the motorcycle. Roethlisberger later apologized to his family. He apologized to his team. He apologized to his fans for risking his life. He stated, quote, "In the past few days, I've gained a new perspective on life. By the grace of God, I'm fortunate to be alive," end quote. He also later commented, "If he was ever to ride a motorcycle again, law or no law, he would always wear a helmet." The moral of this story? The consequences of freedom should still steer us toward wise decisions in life. Roethlisberger better understood his own mortality, even at a young age, and developed maturity. As Christians, the Scriptures abundantly instruct us how to grow spiritually, how to wisely mature in godly ways. However, instruction and understanding alone do not automatically give us godly maturement. Living out God's will, God's ways, as revealed in the Scriptures, in Christ Jesus, gives growing spiritual maturity. This should be the goal of every genuine Christian. Godly maturity, condensed down in a word, is being Christ-like. In our study text, this maturity can be explicitly described as to, quote, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, end quote. Upon first impression, most would probably think, if taken literally, these three admonitions are all equally impossible. If that is true, then what the God-inspired writer is advocating is not realistic. It's simply not doable. We should ask ourselves, however, would God exhort His people to do the humanly impossible? We need to go deeper into the text and related scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Be joyful always. That's the rub, the always part. How can we do that? Brother R.H. Bull writes these words, quote, not by forcing it, certainly nor by putting on false smiles. The secret of the Christian's joy is revealed in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1, and also in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. He is to rejoice in the Lord, because it is in Him, the Lord, that we find the reason for our joy, as He also is the source of it. David wrote regarding the Lord in Psalm 4 and verse 7, you have filled my heart with greater joy. Yet we need to recognize and release the Lord's joy in and through us, regardless of external circumstances. Even in difficult times, believers still have the Lord to rejoice in. Of course, this takes spiritual maturity. The prophet Habakkuk had that godly maturity. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verses 17 through 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Absolutely, it takes an act of our will to rejoice in our Lord God, because in spite of overwhelming negatives and failures, believers are still saved. Believers are still headed for eternal life with our Creator in paradise. Furthermore, in the church age, with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Believers can be joyful always in the Lord by an act of our wills. When our present is down, we need to refocus to the future upward, full of joy. The second exhortation, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Pray continually. Of course, that's possible. This does not mean believers must perpetually pray, that is, without stopping, but instead meaning praying as a way of life, continually, by a continual attitude of active prayer. Joyful Christians will also be prayerful Christians. Maturing Christians live their lives in prayerful dependency on God, understanding their insufficiency each and every day. This mandate from God for continual prayer encompasses all aspects of prayer: submission, confession, repentance, petition, intercession, praise, and thanksgiving, and certainly worship. Prayer and rejoicing are closely intertwined, for often the believer finds in prayer the means of removing that which is the barrier to his joy. Prayer inherently is fellowship with God, though it is quite impossible for us always to be uttering the words of prayer. It is possible and helpful that we should always be living in the spirit of prayer, relying on the Lord each and every day. To pray continually certainly will enhance our spiritual growth and maturement. Paul's intercessory petitionary prayer is a model for describing this inner growth, this maturity in prayer. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, which says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." End of quote. That's about maturing spiritually in prayer and in body, mind, and soul toward the Lord. Paul's prayers are almost always for the spiritual growth of believers, so very different than most prayers today. Spiritual power is a hallmark of every maturing Christian who submits to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit. Although the outer physical person becomes weaker with age, the inner spiritual person should grow stronger, aging over time in his or her life in the Lord. A mature Christian shares his counsel regarding praying continually. Quote, "Tell Father all that is in your heart, as one unloads one's heart, its pleasures and its pains, to a dear loved one. Tell him your troubles, that he may comfort you. Tell him your longings, that he may purify them. Tell him your dislikes, that he may help you to conquer them. Talk to him of your temptations, that he may shield you from them. Tell him of the wounds of your heart, that he may heal them. Lay bare your indifference to good, your sinful taste for evil, your instability. If you thus pour out your weaknesses, needs, troubles, and yes, even joys, there will be no lack of what to say. You will never exhaust your pouring out. Blessed are they who attain to such familiar, unreserved contact and connection with the living God." End quote. Third exhortation, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. "Give thanks in all circumstances." Naturally, we would think the need to limit all circumstances for only that which are good things to be thankful. Yet, in the light of Romans chapter 8:28, the Christian can literally give thanks in everything according to the word and will of God. Consider Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Notice this is God's promise only to those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Called here means God's effectual calling that results in salvation. Notice the reinforcement of this in Romans chapter 8 and verse 30, which says, "And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified." Paul uses the past tense, glorified, for a future event to stress its certainty for those in Christ Jesus. The truth of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, applied to give thanks in all circumstances, could be illustrated by Joseph, the son of Jacob. Had Joseph known the end of his career from the beginning, he could have thanked God even for the worst things that befell him. Likewise, the genuine Christian can be thankful in sorrow and suffering, at least looking back. We can be sure, based on this Word of God, that to be joyful always, to pray continually, to give thanks in all circumstances, that all of these three apply to, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Someone has written, quote, "Maturity proceeds through four stages. First, help me. Then, tell me. Then, show me. Finally, follow me." As Christians, maturement means being conformed to the character of Christ. These three hallmarks, joy, prayer, thanksgiving, are certainly included as we follow in His steps set by Christ's example to us. For example, regarding joy, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. That is, be joyful in the Lord always. For example, regarding prayer, then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. That is, to pray continually. For example, regarding thanks in all circumstances, obviously except personal sin. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take it, this is My body." Yes, Jesus initially gave thanks for the bread, but ultimately gave thanks that His time had come to offer His body and blood as an atoning sacrifice to redeem mankind of our sin. How is our joy? How is our prayer? How is our thanksgiving? We should know, based on the Word of God, that this is God's will for you and for me, that we have joy, prayer, and thanksgiving continually by the grace of God through the help of the Holy Spirit.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet you there.
Kneel at the cross, kneel every day, every fever. to realms above. Turn not again to life's sparkling cup. Trust always in His love.
Kneel at the cross. Kneel at the cross.
Do you believe that it is God's will for you to become a Christian? If you are not a Christian, please make this important decision for Jesus today. God's Word teaches us that to become a Christian, we must first believe that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God. God's Word also shows us that we are to repent of sins, confess Jesus as Savior and Lord, and be baptized by immersion in water. If we can help you in your decision, please contact us. Please write to us for a free CD of this and last week's program by asking for broadcast 2348. That's 2348. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.